here they come as the Alka-Seltzer, and they drop their stress onto you. And so if you don't know how to keep your peace, if you don't know how to manage your stress or the stress that other people put onto you, then think of how when that Alka-Seltzer drops in the water, it drops to the bottom and it starts to fizz up, and that whole glass of water is now opaque. It's no longer clear. It's no longer at peace. When people who are stressed do that, they feel the effect as if they've taken an aspirin for pain.
Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with "I don't want to work" is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
So thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Expressive Espresso. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli, and I am so glad that I have this person on this podcast episode. I reached out to her probably sometime last year, but that good old email, what did it do? It went to spam folder, but that's totally fine because we connected on Instagram, and she is a great stress and wellness coach, especially during this time of COVID-19. It's very important for us to check our mental health, us to understand our body signals. Right now at this time, people are not feeling good. People are extremely stressed. There's entrepreneurial stress. There's side hustler stress. There's career stress. I want to introduce to you Monica Bundy, the stress and wellness coach. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to begin with just a simple question of why did you decide to be a stress and wellness coach, and what did that mean to you?
I didn't necessarily decide that I wanted to be a stress and wellness coach, but back in 2012, I was chronically stressed, and it showed up in my life as living paycheck to paycheck. Not even paycheck to paycheck. It showed up in my life as I was getting paid on Friday. I would pay my bills. And then a few days later, I didn't have any money. And so I was on Instagram. I saw an opportunity. I entered the network marketing field. Empowerment events, you know, those are very big now, but they, you know, they were new then. And so I went to a women's empowerment event early 2013, and I was talking to a lady that was there, and she said something to me that really stood out, and that's like my life mantra now is be who you needed. And so my journey has been, you know, for the last 8 years, different areas of my life, just improving, reflecting, making changes. I started out as a wellness coach. Then I got certification in nutrition. And I realized along the way that I was chronically stressed. I experienced very, very bad migraines, like to the point where the neurologist couldn't tell me what was going on. They kept giving me different medications. I ended up having migraines so bad, the only way that I could get them to go away is if I went to the emergency room. So then the neurologist ended up prescribing me needles to give myself. And so, you know, on my journey of just because in the network marketing industry, I was in the wellness industry, right? And so imposter syndrome, you already know it's real. So I was like, I'm, you know, helping all these women lose weight, you know, do these things to feel better about themselves, and I still don't feel good about myself. One of my friends at the time, she said, you know, I'm working at this chiropractor. He has a lot of people coming in that experience migraines. And I'm like, the chiropractor? And so she was like, yeah. So I went in, I did the consultation, come to find out, and it stress, like and hopefully we get to talk about this, but stress shows up in our lives in so many different ways. And so I was chronically stressed, one, because I live in North Carolina. I have no family here. All of my family is in Virginia.
Oh.
And so, of course, when something goes on, you know, it's, let me call them. You know, I can't just pop up at my mom's house. Granted, I could, but that's a 3.5-4-hour drive. And so, you know, that stress, and the chiropractor told me this. So, you know, I'm thankful for him to this day because I no longer eat anything with gluten. So here's what the stress of what I ate did to my body. If I ate pasta, if I ate bread, anything with gluten is an inflammatory. So when I ate it, it caused the vein and the nerve in my neck to enlarge, which then made my head, you know, my head didn't swell up or anything, but because that nerve would enlarge, it would make my head feel like it was almost 40 pounds. Wow. And that caused the migraines. So, you know, now I don't get them half as bad that I used to. But of course, you know, COVID, you know, wanting to be able to do things about things. Even as a stress and wellness coach, I'm an empath. You know, I feel your feel. You know, you don't even have to tell me, but if something is wrong, I can feel it. So even, you know, in situations like that, I have to be who I needed, you know, because there were times like I was, like I said, chronically stressed, girl. I didn't manage when something bothered me. I didn't, you know, address it. Self-care, what was that?
Yeah.
That's where, you know, that's why that's like my focus is, you know, starting with self-care, because I was chronically stressed. I developed that as a early, you know, as a kid, just watching the women in my family not take great care of themselves, but attempt to take great care of everyone else. Long story short, I was called to be a stress and wellness coach simply to be who I needed.
And I believe that be who you needed is your life mantra, right?
Yes.
Can you talk to us more about that and why that's so important?
So that's important to, and it's not only important to me, like I feel like it should be important to everyone, because especially with how we were raised, especially with, you know, in times where we just needed that person to call. And you know, it's not always when you pick up the phone and you call someone that you need them to say anything back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need it's unsolicited advice. You know, we just need that support, that genuine support. Everyone was put here with a gift, with a talent, with a purpose. And our gifts, our talents, our purposes are not for us to keep. And being who you needed, I know that you have a publishing company. I know that you can help people in so many ways. And oftentimes it's not, I'm going to start a side hustle, or I'm going to start a business, because granted, sometimes it is, but oftentimes it's not because, like, I wouldn't start a publishing company. Like, that's just not my thing. You get what I'm saying? So you started that because you saw a need for it. Maybe you were looking for that and you couldn't find it. And it could have been a simpler process you were looking for. It could have been you wanted to support someone in our community. So you started it yourself. So it's be who you needed. And, you know, I believe Romans 8:28, everything happens for a reason. So even the betrayals, you know, even like I needed that, but in my be who I needed, it's on the positive note. And I'm a researcher. I'm analytical. So you have people who don't want to research. They don't want to, you know, analyze anything. And so as a stress and wellness coach and being who I needed, I can now say, if someone comes to me and they're saying, well, I'm always busy or I'm always tired, I know what to ask so that we can get to the bottom of it. I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I had 8 years of trial and error. And when I looked for help, I didn't see anyone who were melanin, you know, they didn't look like us.
I mean, I'm with you there, especially with the publishing company. I needed somebody to give me the steps, but similar to you, I love to do research, very analytical. And so through that process, I was just like, okay, there's a need here. Books aren't going anywhere, and books last longer than us. I mean, they last forever. The internet too, like this interview is going to last forever. I absolutely believe that mantra, be who you needed. Everything started off like that, except for when I started off with a resume recast. And that's probably why it didn't succeed like I thought it would. But going back to your migraine and meeting with your neurologist, I had a friend who told me she takes shots once a month because she has heavy migraines. And it just concerned me so much. I was just like, okay, you're seeing a neurologist. You are, you know, in your 30s, you're young. Like, what in the heck is going, what is going on? And so can you explain how, I guess, like how our body signals have to do with that, how even what we eat, how anything can, you know, stress us out?
Absolutely. So I tell my clients to commit to, because here's the thing. People are so, and I just shared this yesterday, but people are so go with the flow. Like that's their vibe. I'm going to go with the flow. And so using my experience again as an example, I was an undergrad, full-time undergrad student, right? Mm-hmm. And I was late graduating, long story, but I was a full-time undergrad student working two full-time jobs. Imagine that. Like, how, I don't even realize, I don't know how I was able to do that. But I'm sharing that to say I would get up at 6 a.m. I would go to work. I would leave work, go to class, leave class, go to work, leave one, go to another. So lack of sleep, I might have slept 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On average. And then on an off day, because my body was so now accustomed to lack of sleep, I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. I would wake up and feel like I didn't sleep. I was malnourished. Girl, if you look on my feet, like I weighed maybe 95 pounds.
Wow.
During this time. And so lack of sleep, poor nutrition. I tell my clients, commit to, just to kind of reset your body, commit to no junk food, no processed food for 7 days. And so when I say no junk food, no processed food, think of things that don't have a label. Okay. It doesn't come in a can.
Okay.
It doesn't come in a bag. It doesn't come in a box. You get what I'm saying? It's in its natural form.
Okay.
Right. And if it does come in a box or it does come in a can, or make sure that it's no more than 5 ingredients.
Oh, wow. So that would exclude crackers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the preservatives in crackers, sometimes our body has trouble breaking those things down. Mm-hmm. They're genetically modified. And so things are added that aren't natural to preserve it, so for the shelf life. But our body wasn't designed to break those things down. Mm. So if you commit to, and I say stress management now, if you commit to better nutrition for 7 days, more oxygen, meaning moving more, walking outside, you know, not being so stuck on the sedentary lifestyle. You know, like you have a beautiful desk. I see it.
Oh,
you know, you want to sit there. It's a vibe. But we have to, you know, set alerts to get up and move every so often. So move more and drink water.
Yeah, I have water right here, but I also have committed myself to drink 1 gallon a day. And to kind of psych my mind, I put it in a wine glass. So it seems like it's going away faster. So I agree with you. And so I have to shout out to, I'm seeing a lot of Black women exercising as well. And it's just outside, and it's just so lovely to see. Like every time I see them, I'm like, yes, thank you.
And I do want to add, of course, when the podcast launches, it's audio, but you can see me right now. And my face is so much more clear than it used to be.
Wow.
And so I experience a lot of acne. So stress shows up in our skin. And here's the thing, but the brain talks to the stomach. So the stomach is technically your second brain. And people who experience anxiety, they're extremely stressed. We in our community have been trained to call it butterflies. Ain't nothing cute. Ain't no flapping wings. Ain't no, it needs to be addressed. You get what I'm saying? So when you eat different, and these is just like the bare minimum that we can do to relieve stress and cope better with anxiety. Eat different, exercise, consume water, because water is a natural detox. And I'm sure you see me drinking detox tea. You know, you see me doing different things, but it doesn't, us taking control of our lives, us taking better care of ourselves, doesn't always come with a price of swiping our debit card. Sometimes it simply comes with a price of investing the time. Because we're so accustomed to being so busy. So instead of being so busy, devote some time to preparing a meal. Devote some time to simply think about making a healthier choice when it comes to nutrition. Devote some time to get outside and walk and exercise. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Devote some time to drink the water instead of the soda, instead of the juice. So like I just wanted to make sure that we know that. And chronic stress, when we're experiencing stress, so like right now, because we're going through, you know, we're still going through quarantine to a certain degree in COVID-19, well, we have some people who are experiencing quarantine constipation, which is, you know, the stress of having to stay home, the stress of, and we can use exercise for an example. We have some people who are natural, you know, they exercise, but they were so accustomed to exercising in the gym.
Yeah.
So now they're either not exercising at all, or they're like, well, I'll just do this little bit. And it's your thought process about what it is that you're doing. And so it shows up in our lives as digestive issues, either not being able to have a bowel movement. And this is natural. Like some people are like, I don't want to talk about that. Look, our bodies is designed to pass the waste, right? Mm-hmm. And you have people who aren't doing it. And if they are, they're either like forcing it. Like you should not be having to sit. You get, like, I know this may be too much information, but I want to help our people. Mm-hmm. You know, we can say, oh, I'm constipated, but why are you constipated? That's not natural. And you shouldn't have to, you know, feel like, oh, well, I'm going to go and, you know, buy, what is that, Metamucil, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah.
That, you know, like you shouldn't have to buy that. Or, you know, laxatives even aren't healthy. You get what I'm saying? So change your diet. Stress shows up. Digestive stress shows up in hair loss. Stress shows up in our skin, our energy levels, our mood, inability to sleep. Like a lot of people, girl, like I can talk about this all day. So a lot of people in our community, they love having insomnia. I go on Facebook and I see, oh, I can't sleep. I'm having insomnia. It might not be insomnia. I saw you post that steak at 10:30.
Sorry.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it may be your body is not able, like your body is not able to put you in rest mode because you ate a heavy meal right before you went to sleep or right before you laid down. So we, you know, we praise these things that we're experiencing, but we fail to really look at the real reason of why it's happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you, and I tell people, if you know you're stressed, maybe if you're feeling overwhelmed a lot, and if you feel overworked, then come talk to me.
So I've never heard that you said your brain is connected to your stomach. So did you say it was like a second brain or?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that a little bit more? Because that is just to say amazing is just like a small word. Like I've never heard that, but it really kind of explains a lot.
And we've talked about this previously, but in part of managing stress and decreasing like the stress symptoms, changing how you look and think about a situation can do wonders. As someone who used to experience anxiety to an extreme, in social situations, even beforehand, in my mind, I'm already nervous. In my mind, I'm like, I hate being the center of attention. I hope that they don't be looking at me. So once I got into the social situation, for example, my undergrad graduation, right? Mm-hmm. When I walked in, now I'm already thinking the worst, the extreme. And so you're thinking it, and then it shows up in your stomach or in my stomach as bubble, like my stomach was bubbling. Eventually, I puked and passed out. And this was a regular for me. So even when I like did public speaking, because of my thought process, because of the, even like when we go back to think about nutrition, so when you think of anxiety and stress, our body needs certain things like vitamin B, magnesium. It needs things, and when we candy, french fries, cookie, you know what I'm saying? Like that, yeah, they taste good, but they're not giving our body the things that it needs to manage the stress or to decrease the stress symptoms, the anxiety symptoms. So that's where your vegetables, your vitamins, that's where that comes in. And so my thought process about things went straight down to my stomach. And that's typically when, like, and I don't know if you experience anxiety, but I'm sure some of your listeners can relate when you're in an uncomfortable situation and you know that, okay, now I have to go to the restroom, and it shows up as diarrhea.
I mean, I definitely had it. I had a Facebook Live that I was anxious about, and then I just had to go through it. But I'm sure the listeners, I mean, I think everybody has that at one point.
Yep, so, everyone has experienced it in some sort.
That is interesting. I just didn't.
Yep, and it's more of a like chemical imbalance, and I teach this to my clients is we want to be proactive, and in being proactive, we use self-care. And it's not like, oh, get your hair done. It's not, you know, polish your nails, but it's nutrition, it's exercising, it's just helping your body be in the optimal state. You know, you'll notice your symptoms starting to decrease. Like I do experience anxiety. Like even before the podcast this morning, I was like, oh my gosh, like it was more so excited and not like, let's hurry up and get this done. Like, but it's kind of the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So excited and nervousness to me, and it's different levels to it. And so I'm telling you, I may have to like put more content out that talks about the brain and the stomach being connected. And, you know, another example too is when something is, you know, maybe you're up for a promotion, maybe you're working on something new and those deadlines. So that's stress too, but it's good stress. You know, like all stress isn't bad and all stress can't be eliminated. Because of the unforeseen circumstances. But when you're working on something, you may notice that you have a loss of appetite. Your energy level is like through the roof, like adrenaline is through the roof. That is also a form of stress. So I don't want your listeners to take away that all stress is bad, all effects of stress is negative, because that's not the message I'm sending. And that's why it's important that we manage our stress and take better care of ourselves so that we can know the difference between the two.
Well, that's a good leeway to the next question that I was going to ask you, which is how have you seen people managing or mismanaging or not managing their stress during COVID-19?
One way that I've seen people mismanaging their stress is minding other people's business. What I've noticed is several people will mind your business so they don't have to mind theirs. You get what I'm saying? It's like they're taking the focus off of themselves, and so they just put it on other people, and they'll say, you know, what you should be doing during this time, or what you should have accomplished during this time. Another way that people mismanage stress, I wish that I could have shown a visual of this, but you know what an Alka-Seltzer is, right?
I'm sorry.
Tabs, the Alka-Seltzer tabs.
Yes.
Thank you for paying. Okay. Yes. So people, everyone, and here's another reason why it's so important that you learn to manage stress, because once you are able to identify what triggers you and what triggers other people, you'll be able to understand when people are pouring their stress or dropping their stress onto you. And I learned this when I was getting my certification in stress management, but people who are stressed and don't know how to manage it oftentimes will cause stress onto you. And so how that looks is picking an argument, mood swings, short temper. You get what I'm saying? And so it's like, think of a clear glass of water, like fresh water out the tap. And that's you. That's you. You're peaceful. You get what I'm saying? You're chilling. And so then here they come as the Alka-Seltzer, and they drop their stress onto you. And so if you don't know how to keep your peace, if you don't know how to manage your stress or the stress that other people put onto you, then think of how when that Alka-Seltzer drops in the water, it drops to the bottom and it starts to fizz up, and that whole glass of water is now opaque. It's no longer clear. It's no longer at peace.
Right.
And when people do that, and this is going to blow your mind, but when people who are stressed do that, they feel the effect as if they've taken an aspirin for pain. So yes. And so if you notice, like after this, you're probably like, dang, now I see.
Yeah.
So if someone is stressed or something isn't going their way, they're not happy, and it may not have anything to do with you, then they come, they pick an argument with you, or, you know, they're, you know, not happy with something you did or something you said. And you're like, well, I don't understand. And then a little bit of time will go by and you'll notice they're back to normal. So that's why it's so important that we take better care of ourselves. Like, it starts with how we eat. It starts with, you know, making sure our body is in great condition so that when this happens, we know. Like, we have such strong awareness and, you know, such strong peace within ourselves that we're not overwhelmed, that we're not overtaken by that stress or that burden of another person being dropped down on us.
What are some ways we can be in that optimal state? Like, of not having somebody's project their stress onto us.
So one thing, and, you know, I'm really big on mindset and our thought process about things, because that's really the difference. So you can experience something, I can experience the same exact thing, but how we respond to it. And notice I said respond, not react. So how we respond to it is what's going to make the biggest difference, right? And so one thing, and I read this in a book called The Four Agreements.
Okay.
But one thing is, you know, just training your mind to not take other people's actions personal. You know, once you understand, like, okay, this is, you know, this is how they act, because it's a repetitive thing. Like, it's not a, you know, one time and then it doesn't happen again. Like, for someone who manages stress like that, they do it often. You learn to not to take it personal. That's one thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Then the other thing is responding, which doesn't always mean immediately. Sometimes you have to process it. Sometimes you have to, you know, think about it. And our natural reaction, fight or flight mode, our natural reaction is our body's natural response is to react. Mm-hmm. And the difference between reacting and responding is a thought through action, right? But when you react, oftentimes you regret what you said and you regret what you did. Yeah. Because it's so fast. Even like with my consulting and my coaching, like I take specific situations and work through it with my clients, because we like no two bodies, no two situations are the same. And that's one of my like my principles in my business is one size doesn't fit all. Just being aware, of course, the nutrition, exercising, water, that always is helpful. And then affirmations too. So for me, I knew the power of affirmations, but I just couldn't remember to do them. Mm-hmm. And so I set an alarm on my Fitbit. So, and this has been like for 3 years now, I have an alarm at 9 a.m., 12, 3, 6, and 8 throughout the day. So when it goes off, it's like it grounds me. My alarm is going off. I set this alarm specifically to remind me to recite my affirmations. And so regardless of what I'm doing, I can be on a call, I can be in the car, I can be walking, whatever. When my alarm goes off, I say whatever comes to mind as long as it's positive and it's speaking into the life that I'm working hard to live.
That's what COVID really has taught me. Just keep it simple. How have you had to pivot during quarantine, during COVID-19 for your business?
I will say this before I answer that question. What you've explained is one size fits all. It's taught that way. Coming from the network marketing industry, I know that it's taught that way. And so if we do have any listeners who, you know, I don't knock network marketing at all. So if we have any listeners who are in that industry and you're being taught to copy and paste the message, you know, switch up your approach. Try to be more personal. And this is going to answer your question. So during the quarantine, COVID-19, I revisited what my values are. And one of them is sustainability, right? I don't want short-term success. I don't want to get it and not keep it, regardless of what it is. And so sustainability is one of my values. And so I've had to kind of be more clear in what that looks like. And so when we started with quarantine, I wasn't offering like one-on-one coaching, just to kind of get the back end of my office, I mean, of my business more stable to where it's more like a machine. You know, like you can see me posted on social media, you go to my website, you book a coaching session, then we hop on the phone and then whatever the next step is, I can enter it and then it runs, if that makes sense. I had to redefine or set different goals. And so that's one of my like specialties is the goal setting and coming up with the action plan that you can execute to reach those goals. None of us knew that 2020 was going to go like it's going. So we set these goals in January that we wanted to reach this year. And then March came and we either couldn't attend networking events. We couldn't, you know, we couldn't, like I'm co-owner of Introverted Girlfriends and our organization is built on meetups, helping introverted women develop stronger friendships and really just, you know, putting themselves out there. And so that part of our organization was put on hold. Mm-hmm. So we had to pivot and offer monthly live masterclasses that did very, very good. And so, you know, in Mbundy Consulting, I'm now getting to the point where, okay, I'm accepting new coaching clients. I'm going to do a 4-week boot camp that helps them manage their stress, starting with self-care. the real, the deep, the, you know, the root self-care, not just, oh girl, go get your hair done, go get you a new outfit. You know, like it's so much deeper than that, so that we can become our best selves.
I think that's a good note to end on. So as a staple of Expressive Espresso, I always ask this question to the people I'm interviewing. So knowing everything that you know about stress and wellness, even with this quarantine, everything that you know about being a side hustler, an entrepreneur, what would you tell your 12-year-old self to do differently or to think differently or maybe not?
I would tell my 12-year-old self, everything isn't what you think it is. So, you know, like I'm my mom's only child. I was the only grandchild until I was 16. So I was always, you know, by myself, overthinking things. Once an overthinker gets to, you know, you can just lose yourself. You can just lose control in the overthinking process. And so if I could have told her everything isn't what you think it is, then, and even now, like my strategy is when I'm thinking of something or I'm working on something, give myself 10 minutes to think about it and then move on, you know, ask more questions. I grew up, you know, not really expressing myself. And so everything I thought wasn't necessarily what it was. And so that's why that would be the message that I would share with her. Everything you think isn't really what it is.
I hope you all enjoyed that interview as much as I did. This is Alexis DeAngelo, your host for Expressive Espresso, and that was Monica Bundy. You can follow her stress coach on Instagram and Facebook at Monica K. Bundy, and that's Monica K. Bundy. I will also have those within the show notes. And thank you for tuning into this season of Expressive Espresso. I hope you all follow me on Instagram as well, which is AlexisDanju33. And I'm just happy you all have stuck by us and stuck by me. So thank you. Thank you again so much. If you can, leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And as always, until we meet again, have a great week.